Go ahead and settle yourself into your posture in whatever way works for you. And see if you can maybe make a little focus on getting rooted down to your seat. Sensations in the feet or the knees, depending on your posture, whatever's in touch with the ground, and your buttocks, obviously. And then just position, your upper body, your torso, everything that kind of hangs off of your spine, such that you can really feel your weight going straight down, and you can maybe even generate a sense of settling down into the earth, into your seat. Even if you can only make that sense of settling down kind of like 10%, 5% of the general picture of the present moment, that's okay. Just see if you can establish enough that you can accompany whatever your mind is doing, whatever your feelings are doing, with a sense of kind of settling into this spot at the same time. And that settling can have a kind of rhythm, which might be the rhythm of the breathing. So you can reestablish it. With every in-breath and every out-breath. You could use one word or two. You could say, you could use the word settle down. And we're going to settle down, first of all, with a kind of idea that the, let's say that the amount of attention invested in whatever your activity of mind and body is, the amount of attention invested in your thoughts and feelings is going to kind of slowly drift, settle down to the activity of the breath in the belly. There's a traditional spot, something like three finger widths below the belly button, and maybe the same towards the inside of the body. So we'll give a kind of concrete target. Settling down, settling into a relationship with a specific spot, with some specific sensations. And if there's a certain sensation of being divided, as if, having a place to settle into somehow puts into relief the area of the mind, the activity of the mind that you've been pursuing habitually. And you just take that as what it feels like to settle down. So it's not a problem to solve. If you are walking from one story of a house downstairs to another story, the upper story is not a problem, right? So the stairs are not a problem. Basically, there's no problem. So see if you can bring a kind of a sense of there's no problem to the settling here. Which is kind of nice. So why don't we do a little brief pit stop at the joy of meditation. So we're just going to use the words no problem. No on the in-breath, problem on the out-breath. As a kind of bringing an element of glee to the encounter with the present moment. Still at that spot just below the belly button, inside the experience of the belly. And no problem is a declaration and doesn't necessarily need to be completely realized with every breath, but see if you can use that declaration as a way to slowly withdraw attention, withdraw investment in what we could call problem mind. And in the same way, with the house with two floors, with the stairs, it's not really, we're not trying to beat the habitual activity of the mind over the head. The mind may have a habit of grabbing onto things and chewing them. And we're just giving a kind of new direction for the activity of mind to go in. One of having a profound sense of there not being a problem and of being in touch with the sensations of the breath in the belly. And what we're going to do here is a little reunion tour with well, I would say with the organs of the body. But it's more like with what we know about our bodies and what we feel in the body. So see if you can start by generating a certain friendly feeling towards your body. Let's say towards that very spot just below the belly button. And we'll give it kind of a name, your guts. Start with your guts. Tireless champions of digestion, your guts. Working day and night. In all conditions, and see if you can do your best to direct your awareness towards whatever it's like to have guts. So that's going to involve some sensations of body. But it's just a best shot, an investigation into what this moment is like right now. That's the element of discovery. And then the kind of creative element, the personal element, is to be friendly, to engage. My dear guts, how little time we've spent together like this. Only when you're in pain, only when you cause me difficulty do I give you any attention. And it's hardly the kind of attention that you deserve for the tireless work that you do. And my words here are going to be hello on the in-breath, hello on the out-breath, my dear. In parentheses, guts, but we'll be moving around. See if you can invest yourself fully in an encounter. Like a hug. And make it unconditional. So there may be unpleasant sensations that arise or thoughts that are accompanied by unpleasant feelings. We could say negativity or different emotional tones like fear, frustration, etc. Whoa. But this is an opportunity to cultivate a kind of unconditional friendliness with the body, seeing as we seem to be stuck together. We'll go down to the very root of the torso of the body, the sexual organs, organs of elimination. Hello. Relax. If there are feelings, emotions, narratives, etc., that arise, they get recognition. but not pursuit. Stay here. And we'll do your liver. So it's what like beginning, we'll say kind of up and to the right of your belly a little bit and sweeping across to the left. Just below the, or underneath, I should say, the rib cage on the right hand side. It must be under there somewhere. Hello, my dear liver. Let's do the pancreas. It's in there somewhere. I think of it as being small and fairly central and just below the diaphragm, but I'm no doctor. But I know that, I benefit daily from the fact that I have a functioning pancreas. The stomach, a little more to the left, I guess. Tucked away under the rib cage there. The end point of that peculiar feeling when you drink something very cold. And we'll go ahead and we'll do the esophagus, since that's that the happy highway that you can feel really cold drinks, or I guess hot drinks too, go down. So we'll do the whole esophagus all the way from, I don't know, where does it technically start? Probably somewhere underneath your mouth, somewhere in your throat, all the way down to your stomach. Hello, my dear esophagus. We'll do your lungs. The lungs are relatively dynamic. We'll do your heart, see if you can. Feel what it's like to have a heart. Is that a thing? Have a genuine encounter with your heart. maybe give rise to a certain kind of feeling. To the extent that I know you, it is very nice to know you, my heart.